Hello and welcome. I'm Paige Estrittori, bringing you the latest Financial Services Online News Wrap for Thursday, July 24th, 2025. Let's jump into the developments shaping Australia's financial services industry. In our first report, Netwealth positions itself to capture Australia's high net worth market. The financial services provider recently announced an innovative platform designed for the specific needs and preferences of wholesale investors. With plans to debut in late 2025, the platform promises a streamlined fee structure, expanded investment options, and exclusive opportunities to level up your brand. Netwealth is pivoting towards personalized investment strategies to cater to changing investor needs, marking a significant shift in Australia's financial advice landscape. Now, another industry maneuver catching our attention, a landmark collaboration set to transform Australia's retirement planning. Insignia Financial's MLC, insurer TAL, and Wealth Group Challenger are joining forces to launch a Center of Excellence for Retirement Solutions. At the heart of this alliance is MLC's new product, Retirement Boost, aimed at revolutionizing retirement income management. By delivering personalized and flexible solutions, they hope to inject momentum into the nation's superannuation potential. Advisors, hold your breath. In the coming months, MLC aims to widen their offerings via the MLC Expand platform. Flipping over to the Reserve Bank in a move that caught analysts off guard, the bank chose to keep its cash rate steady at 3.85%. Bucking expectations of a rate cut, this decision could signal potential concerns over inflation rather than economic stimulation. For the everyday Aussies and businesses, this means unchanged borrowing costs, at least for now. Turning our gaze to New South Wales, the State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or CIRA, is tackling pivotal issues with the iCare Workers' Compensation Scheme. A review highlighted a concerning $60 million in uncollected premiums due to employer non-compliance and outdated wage estimates. Not one to sit back, CIRA is taking decisive action to ensure the scheme's sustainability, including potential fines and prosecutions for non-compliance. That wraps up our daily news. For more details on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrittori, keeping you informed on the evolving financial landscape of Australia.